This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Reports to the anonymous student reporting system SafeToTell were up last month. The latest data show reports increased about 9% when compared to November of last year. Most of the reports were related to mental health, bullying, school safety, and drugs. They also included a student possibly experiencing abuse and food insecurity at home. That matter is under investigation by school staff and law enforcement. Meanwhile, Colorado is among eight states pressing forward in a legal fight over the Trump administration's decision to cancel millions of dollars in teaching training grants. CPR's Jenny Merdine has more.
A federal judge ruled she can't reinstate the funding, but she can decide whether the administration acted illegally when it terminated the grants earlier this year. CU Denver lost funding for its program that helped rural school districts attract teachers. That's after the administration argued the grants overemphasized diversity, equity, and inclusion. The ruling means states can now challenge the legality of the cancellations in district court. Any effort to recoup the money must now go through the U.S. Court of Federal Claims, a tougher and more limited path. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
Eldora Mountain may become Colorado's newest locally owned ski resort this winter. The 680-acre resort is currently owned by Powder, which has run it for the past 9 years. After the company announced plans to sell, the nearby small town of Nederland quickly showed interest. Town leaders say buying Eldora would be a big win for the community. Nederland plans to purchase the property from Powder for about $115 to $120 million.